The Misadventures of Ms. Whiz by Terence Blacker. Read by Helen Lederer.
Ms. Whiz Spells Trouble. Chapter 1. A New Arrival. Most teachers are strange, and the teachers at St. Barnabas School were no exception. Yet it's almost certain that none of them, not Mr. Gilbert, the headmaster, who liked to pick his nose during assembly, not Mrs. Hicks, who talked to her teddies in class, not Ms. Gomez, who smoked cigarettes in the lavatory, none of them was quite as odd as the new form teacher for Class 3. Some of the children in Class 3 thought she was a witch. Others said she was a hippie. A few of them thought she was just a bit mad, but they all agreed that there had never been anyone quite like her at St. Barnabas before. This is her story. I wonder what you think she was. As soon as their new teacher walked into the classroom on the first day of term, the children of Class 3 sensed that there was something different about her. She was quite tall, with long black hair and bright green eyes. She wore tight jeans and a purple blouse. Her fingers were decorated with several large rings and black nail varnish. She looked as if she were on her way to a disco, not teaching at a school. Most surprising of all, she wasn't frightened. Class 3 was known in the school as the problem class. It had a reputation for being difficult and noisy, for having what was called a disruptive element. Miss Jones, their last teacher, had left the school in tears, but none of that seemed to worry this strange-looking new teacher. "My name is Miss Wisdom," she said in a quiet but firm voice. "So what do you say to me every morning when I walk in?"
"Good morning, Miss Wisdom," said Class 3 unenthusiastically.